the rundown. It's Monday, Cyber Monday. It is Cyber Monday. It is presented by Oakhart. Keep on drinking and keep on buying. The more you drink, the more you buy. It is also presented by Conair Eye Stubble Trimmer. Conair designs products that elevate grooming from basic hair removal to ritual of looking good. The Conair Man Eye Stubble Trimmer is sold on Amazon. The link is below. Makes a great gift for guys this holiday season. Shape up your facial hair for Movember. We all use it. Keeps us looking respectable. It's Cyber Monday. We're sitting. We're doing a telethon. I am getting buried alive.
You can't see it right now, but there's like tons of dirt right there waiting to be buried.
It's a fucking weird scene in the office right
now. It's one of those things, too. I have no idea how it's going to work. This wasn't my idea. People are going to be like, whatever. It was supposed to be bury Nate alive. But then it's, well, I'm the one who does the gimmick with dying.
So let's clear that up. Because you did not have to do this at all. It was going to be Nate because he's a weirdo.
I'll do anything to sell merch.
But Nate would have filled this role. You wanted to get
but
buried
because
it's your
job. Why would we randomly bury Nate alive?
Exactly.
Because he's a creep.
Like, fuck you, Nate. We're going to throw dirt on you every time.
Yeah. Don't tell me that wouldn't work either, fellas.
I don't hate that.
Look,
this makes much more sense.
Well, who do you think? All right. So course, Nate would have been in the casket talking, getting buried alive, versus
great.
Me. Who do you think is going to move more merch?
Understood.
This is all I care about.
This is also one of those random things
that's
where Nate's like pro, like, I want to just get buried alive for
well,
no reason.
Well, what's funny was that Nate went from like, nah, I don't want to do this, to like, I think he was going to get a little bit of bonus for it, and then he liked the idea of being in the center of attention, right. And then Dave was like, no, it's me.
Well, no, we went to a meeting, it's like, well, it seems like
it made a lot more sense. It did make a lot more sense. I also sneaky think you're going to love being the center of attention.
No, I would rather not be. I'd rather talk shit from outside the casket. So, I will
so it's going to be like a two-hour show?
Whatever.
I'll be hosting. Dave will be getting buried the entire time. The more shirts you buy, the more dirt we pile on. We'll also have all the bloggers on the phones. Pat McAfee and Heartland.
You can talk to
in here.
You can
we
talk
have,
to everybody.
We have commercials that everybody has have recorded.
It was a weird day when Nate came walking up like depressed because he got buried alive, cucked by Dave.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was very much like Charlie Brown.
I never wanted to do the buried alive. I thought it was a stupid gimmick. It was Lewis's idea. We'll see how it works, but I'll be in the casket trying to move merch.
I mean, you can't tell me the idea of you being literally buried alive won't put asses in the seats.
The dirt makes it very real. I'm like pretty excited.
The coffin's a little too big for my liking, to be honest. The way it was described to me was that Portnoy Schnoz was going to touch like the glass. There's some wiggle room.
It still might.
Also, the best part of the coffin was we were talking about how long it was.
Yeah.
And Chip was like, I don't know, I couldn't fit in it. It's only for little people. So it's designed for tiny Portnoy. He can fit in.
Also, I believe the Team Portnoy jumpsuits will be back on sale just for the telethon. They were big sellers. I know Frankie's actually upset because there's going to be like schlubs wearing our gear around.
Well, did you hear what happened with that, with Francis?
Yeah, Francis.
Francis
texted, this is a great one,
Francis
yeah.
texted Frankie being like, how what size do they run? Like, what color? I want to get one. And Frankie was like, maybe you shouldn't get one.
I prefer not.
Maybe not good for the brand.
So anyways, tune in. The telethon, big hit last year. This year it's buried alive.
Yeah, big time.
NFL news. It's all but done. Who's going to play in the Super Bowl? It's the Patriots, the Eagles. The Eagles are very good. The Patriots are very good. They're both by far the best. I love people talking about Saints, Vikings, Rams. No.
Go.
Don't disrespect the
Saints. That was easy. Okay. No, the Saints have no chance. They got thoroughly dominated. And by the way, Drew Brees, I like Drew Brees, good guy. He's so overrated now as a quarterback. I
mean, he's well beyond his prime.
Brady's still.
Brady's the exception.
Yes, we can't compare.
It does have an NBA feel where it's like these two teams are the best two teams by far.
You're right. It's Cavs Warriors of the NFL.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. Other news, the big story, Crabtree got his chain stolen again.
Again, twice.
That is one of the most disrespectful things you can do to a human. Once. But to keep stealing
twice.
Your chain. And by the way, I think chain stealing should be legal. If you wear chains on the field, just rip them off.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I know everyone got ejected, but I think in the court of law, like public court of law, stealing chains is very much encouraged. I think you have to retire like from life. Forget about football. Like
Crabtree,
just the guy you always reference who went and sold goats in Italy.
Gino Carmuzzi.
You got a Gino Carmuzzi your whole life. That's it. You get your chain snatched twice. One strike, okay. Two strikes, your life is over.
Yeah, my favorite part about these when there's like complete chaos, guys are swinging, there's like 30 guys, you can't tell who's who, and the refs are like throwing flags still.
Yeah,
it's like yellow flag pops out, it's like, buddy, like they're fucking killing each other, the flags are over.
You always talk about death, like Talib Aqib fucking shooting people. And I mean, someone has to die at this point.
Aqib, if you stole Talib's chain, he'd kill you. I always think Crabtree is not as tough as he
you know
actually
what, you
is.
Know what it is? He's not a chain guy.
Who?
Michael Crabtree. You can't keep, you're not a chain guy if you get snatched from you repeatedly.
I don't think Crabtree is real in the streets.
Right, clearly.
Talib is. And now, Steve Smith is very, you know when you have a tweet and you're just so proud of yourself and you just keep watching it over? Like, I had a tweet of Steve Smith with the Ultimate Warrior, like, sprinting like that, because Steve Smith's the only one who's ever gotten the best of Talib. He's real in the streets.
Yes, and Michael Crabtree is not. He never really has been. He's been soft like his whole career, right?
But no, I don't even mean soft. You can be soft. I don't think push comes to shove, Crabtree has the balls to murder.
It's not about that life. But now here's the pickle. Do you wear your chain again?
You have to.
If you get it, if you get it snatched a third time,
who cares?
That's just
Crabtree getting the chain.
It's just dirt on the grave.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Coley's in the
no, I think you got to go no chain.
I saw you tweeting about this. You can't not wear a chain.
Can't.
But if you get it snatched a third time, that's it. Like, you have to, like, execution. You have to kill that person.
I mean, I agree with you. He shouldn't be allowed back in the NFL. Like, he should be banished to, like, police.
He should wear clear tape and just tape it down.
I said he should glue it. I said he should just glue it to his chest.
If he tries to pull some sort of hijinks and it still gets snatched, that's even worse.
Yeah, imagine you pull the chain and it's, like, it has staples on it. You're like, what is this? Yeah,
right.
People are saying he should wear, like, a real heavy, like, chain link, but he's just going to get decapitated if that happens.
Oh,
no one's ever been inside someone's head more than Talib's been inside Crabtree's head.
I can't believe
Steve
it.
Smith maybe in Talib's head.
Yeah, no. But they only had that one altercation.
No,
right?
It wasn't one. It was like 17 straight personal fouls. Like,
yeah, but it was like the one game.
Yeah,
one
I think game. There's more to it. And those are two guys who will take it to the streets. Gronk, this post-game press conference, pretty funny Gronk, vintage Gronk, where he's like, I'm not supposed to talk about the celebrations, but I really want to talk about the celebrations, but I don't want to get in trouble. So,
but I don't think I should get in trouble for talking about them.
So I don't know what to do. It was as simple a Gronk moment as there is.
We got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't, because I'll get in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
I'm a dummy.
I don't think he watches shit back either. I think he doesn't remember that ever happened again.
Right.
Nothing happens in Gronk's brain.
Yeah, totally.
That is a perfect statement for almost everything. Nothing happens in Gronk's brain.
There's no like reaction.
It's funny. I mean, you on the
girls,
football field.
Football waits.
Like on the football field, do you think he, you know, like really knows the playbook inside and out, or is it just like I'm gonna run out there and catch the football?
No, I think he knows the playbook. He's
like a Manny Ramirez sort of thing. Like he was very smart in the box.
Football, chicks, weightlifting, girls. Right. Anything beyond
put that,
that
on a fucking t-shirt.
It's just like, that's not a bad t-shirt.
It's like the Jim Tam laundry.
Nice.
It's like Jim Tam laundry from
Cyber Monday.
That may
little,
be on sale for Cyber Monday.
2 hours from now, you will see that on a fucking shirt.
I might buy that. Francis can't buy it.
Weightlifting. Girls.
Weightlifting. Girls.
Is that it? Yeah, it's like Jim Tam laundry in 2017.
It's a Gronk shirt or just a shirt?
Oh, I think it's got to be a Gronk shirt.
Yeah, I think it's Gronk.
Or maybe you just do like Pat's colors. You don't have to put his face on it, but I see, you know.
College football, Michigan lost.
They stink.
Yep.
No, Michigan doesn't stink.
They just don't have a quarterback, right?
Their quarterback, who is a Barstool guy, and I was killing it. I feel bad because I know he's worn our merch, John O'Korn.
Great. Such a good quarterback name, too. He's just
not
good, huh?
So bad. I mean, there's bad. And then there's like can't complete a 5-yard pass to a guy who has nobody near him. Michigan, if you switch quarterbacks, Michigan wins that game by 3 touchdowns. I mean, there's nothing you can do. When you have inept quarterback play to the point it's so inept that you can't do anything on offense because they can put 11 men in the box.
At what point does Harbaugh just go with a duffel bag to the newest, best high school recruit and make sure he gets a quarterback?
I don't know, the young kid and William Spate. You see our boy Spate transferring? So he's a big Barstool guy, William Spade. He's gone. I don't know if they need a quarterback. People are saying Harbaugh's in trouble. Shut up. He turned the program around.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I'm a quarterback and I only got, you know, a couple years, I'm not putting my eggs in the Harbaugh basket.
What?
I'm saying he's not at this moment right now, I'm not committing to him because he's like a quarterback disaster. The program is a quarterback disaster.
They don't have a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's made
his bones on quarterbacks. He had Andrew Luck, and he had the...
How can he not find one here?
They'll get one. He's only been there. I would... Michigan is in the perfect place because they're building around, and you'll
you can just walk
right
in
away.
And beat... Yeah, that's true.
They'll get the quarterback.
That's true.
But you can't... Ohio State stinks, too. Michigan... You cannot win without a quarterback, period. That's the end of the thing. Alabama, Auburn, that was a very good – Alabama looked – that was as poorly coached as I've seen them in a while, the snaps. But Auburn's very good, so that wasn't surprising.
I think Bama's fine. I think they'll still get in.
So Bama will get in.
Bama
needs somebody to lose. If all the teams who should win – like if Georgia wins, Georgia's in. If Wisconsin wins, Wisconsin's in.
But I don't think, I mean, I think Miami with theirs, their loss.
Yeah,
I mean,
Clemson. If Clemson beats Miami, Clemson is in.
Right.
And then if the SEC champ is who? The fourth team, Oklahoma. If all four teams who win, who are like those four teams who win, Alabama's out.
See, I want to see the world burn and see that happen because even
it
though.
It won't burn, though. That's not how it burns. Nobody's disputing that. Like who would you put in?
I think even as poorly as they played, a Final Four without Bama will piss people off.
Yeah, but I guess wouldn't. So, right. Because everyone's like, if Bama's there every fucking year, fuck them.
No, it's not gonna piss anybody because who are you gonna kick out?
So what you need is you need someone shitty to sneak in somehow and then
if Ohio State
gets in then it's
kills.
A problem.
If Ohio State kills this happened before. If Ohio State demolishes Wisconsin and somehow gets in and they have no business being in.
Then the world burns.
If they got in over Alabama, in that case, the world burns. And it should burn because Bama's 1,000 times better.
1,000.
Miami, horrible. Horrible. By the way, shout out to Portnoy. He did gamble on Saturday. He lost 1,000 straight games every way possible. The fact that I'm even have the energy to talk right now, credit to me because I'm that depressed.
Credit to you.
Greg Schiano. Named Tennessee coach. Tennessee students go bananas. They're because he's linked to the Penn State scandal. Supposedly, Greg McElroy, is that his name, Greg? Whatever, McElroy from Penn State testified that Schiano... testified... You knew who I was talking about. Testified that he walked in.
Another assistant coach told McQuarrie, Greg walked into my office one day, white as a ghost, and said, I saw Jerry in the shower doing something with a boy.
Correct.
Nothing was ever further investigated, no other facts other than that. But obviously, that does not bode well for Greg Schiano.
So people went crazy at Tennessee.
Tennessee, though, because they don't give a fuck about this.
Our guy Clay Travis, who's one of the great frauds of our generation, also a big Rich Franklin guy. Is that the guy's name from Penn State? Rich Franklin? Who's the bald guy from Penn State? Who's the James Franklin? Who, by the way, also is involved in, like, sketchy behavior, supposedly contacting a rape victim at Vanderbilt 4 days after the charges, lied under oath about whether he saw the alleged incident when he said he did, he said he didn't. So he's got his own skeletons. Tennessee does not like Schiano because they don't think Schiano can win. I disagree.
That's why they don't like him. They don't want him because they don't like him as a football coach. They don't care about anything to do with Penn State.
Nothing.
Schiano has had a whole career after Penn State that nobody brought it up. Nobody cared about it. This is what they use as their scapegoat. Obviously, if that's
Ohio
all correct,
State has him hired.
Exactly. That's my point. So Rutgers did it. Ohio State did it. If he did.
Well, Rutgers, if I don't think they knew about it.
Right. It was prior to all that. Right. But I'm saying he's had his career elsewhere. If that's all true, obviously anybody involved in Penn State is fucked up. But Tennessee riding that wave when all it is that you don't think he's a good football coach and then the Tennessee program backing down because of the Twitter mob, that's
and
bullshit.
And politicians getting involved.
That's fucking bullshit. Because that is letting the inmates run the asylum. Because there will always be outrage about every hire you make ever.
Well,
everybody's got dirt, like you just said. Yeah, so maybe it's not Penn State, but there's always going to be something that they can latch onto. And if Twitter gets loud enough, you're going to back out on your deal.
Tennessee is being extremely disingenuous. If they were going to complain about this hire no matter what, but they have something that's a smoking gun and they're using that.
Right, but that's not a bad play. It might be disingenuous, but it's not a bad play. Like if you think, okay, we don't want to hire him because of his lack of quality he's going to add football-wise, find something that people are outraged about, be on the right side of that, and you're fine.
Yeah, but, well, wait. You're talking about the program doing that or the fans?
The program wanted to hire him, and then the fans were like, fuck this, and they were like, okay, never mind, we're going to hire him.
Yeah, but you guys were just saying that they clearly, somebody had decided he's they didn't want him based off of football. So at that point, you might as well use the whatever's positive in the public opinion.
Yeah, but
and just be like, yeah, we'll latch on to that.
Fuck. But my point is, they thought he was a good enough coach to hire him. So now all of a sudden, it's not that they doubt his football abilities. It's that they're like, we don't want our fans to hate us.
They don't want the PR disaster because it's getting linked to Penn State.
Fucking. Yeah, I mean, I get it, and of course, it's the only situation where I really can like I'd be like, fine, just cut bait. But it's bullshit to let it happen because if there was no Twitter outrage, nobody's talking about Penn State.
Yeah.
So it's caving to Twitter outrage, and the Twitter outrage is disingenuous because they don't actually care about the actual topic.
I agree with you, but I don't know what you'd want Tennessee to do differently. People are painting on rocks that they support child rape. It's not. They're putting them
that's
in
what,
a
yeah,
box.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the only.
But I will say, even if that story is true about Shiana, I don't necessarily think he should not be hired. What happened at Penn State?
Careful.
I am being
careful. I'll have Frankie hit the Dayborn real quick.
What happened at Penn State? Joe Paterno ran that program. There's people who came to Joe Paterno. If he Shiano, they're saying, said he saw it. Shiano's an assistant. The way that was set up, and it's wrong, but Shiano, everyone's telling Joe Paterno what was going on. Joe Paterno was the one who swept it under the rug. It would have been, just like it would have been hard for, what's the guy's name with the red hair?
McQuarrie.
For Shiano, for these young coaches and stuff to be like, go public against Joe Paterno. That is a horrible, horrible decision to be put in.
I'm with you on a lot of, like when you don't go against, you got your job, you want to keep your job. If you walk in on the shower and you see that, you have to say something.
You have to, but they were telling.
But he did, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, the story is that he did.
If Shiano did, he told another assistant coach.
What they're saying is like in an idealistic like vacuum, yes, he should fucking raise hell.
Right.
However, he kind of did
the real world. He did
all that you would really expect someone to do, which is like when upset something.
Go to the boss.
Right.
And everyone went to the boss, and Paterno kept it. I agree with what you're saying. You want him to do that. Everybody should do that. But I'm also saying,
I don't think I could work there. I'm just going to say that. At the very least, I think I'm also out of there then.
Yeah, right. But still.
You could hold that against. There's so many people.
There's a million people, yeah.
Involved in that
program. Are we going to blackball absolutely everybody from Penn State? You know what? Maybe. But
right.
Until we do that, it's kind of fucked up to pick and choose.
I am saying Greg Schiano saw something hideous. And yes, the right move, once he realized Paterno was going to keep this quiet, is you have to go public. I agree with that. I also think, all things aside, ruining somebody's life because they did talk and the guy
didn't
who
do anything with it.
God, yeah. Like that is a tough thing to be like. Because
it's ruined, right? Like I mean, like right. Shiano's not getting another
job. Right. So like, it's like you're ruined because this guy Joe Paterno kept his mouth shut, and I just think it's a hard situation. I agree with you. That's how it should go. But
you think your boy Belichick would give Shiano a shot? He loves Shiano.
I think Kraft would stop it. Now,
are you 99% right? I could see that being the only place that would be like.
But I am saying
we're gonna do it.
If I'm Greg Schiano, I'm sitting there being like, how many coaches do we have on staff at Penn State? The reports are generally, it was brought up to Paterno. Paterno said he'd take care of it.
And he never did. Yeah.
And he's God in that state.
Right.
And for you, your career isn't. You're fucking blackballed if you're damned
you're
if you do, damned if you do, don't, either way at that point. Everyone says Shiano's an asshole. Fine, that's irrelevant to what I'm saying right now. That's a tough situation. By the way, I think Tennessee, I don't know who the fuck Tennessee thinks they are.
That's the other thing.
He is a good coach.
That's the other thing.
If you can make Rutgers a winning program, you can make Tennessee a fucking William. You got people like, it's tough.
My thing, just final note, you let the Twitter mob start to run the world. We're all fucked.
They have no choice.
In this situation, yes. But the next time, if it's not something as drastic as a Penn State scandal and the fans don't like it and they're just spray painting whatever and it's kind of seedy and you let – I mean, just let the fans pick your fucking coach then.
Penn State one's tough. That's the problem.
That's the one.
Penn State one is
– Yeah.
But to me, like, Shiano is not
– the face of the scandal by any means.
The scandal.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's tough. It's brought to you by Lisa, lisa.com/barstool, mattresses, $125 off any premium mattress and a free pillow. Whoa. Mix in fucking pillows, people. That's a $75.
And the $125 is higher than usual, too. Holy shit.
$25 and a $25 Amazon gift card.
What?
They're basically paying you to buy this mattress.
Only today.
Today only. Lisa mattress. I gotta recap that. That's so much. $125 off any premium mattress. Free pillow, that's a $75 value.
Great pillow.
$25 Amazon gift card today. I feel like I'm a Home Shopping Network guy. That's what they do. They just keep like whipping it.
Love pillows, too. You can never have too many pillows.
Oh, I got thousands of pillows in my bed.
I actually
thousands to choose from.
I think you can have too many pillows.
You just throw them off the side.
Yeah, and then it causes chaos. My guy,
you throw the ones you don't want, you take the ones you do like. Sometimes you like a little firm, sometimes a little soft. You can never have enough.
That's great.
Braun. And now, Kevin, before the show, what Braun, you're like, what'd LeBron do? I'm like, oh, he did his most obnoxious Instagram post ever. You're like, you always say that.
I laughed
in
his face. I was like, I've heard that 1,000 times. And I read it over. I laughed out loud. I said, that's it. I don't think I can defend this guy ever again.
He had a wine night. LeBron considers himself a big wine guy.
Hashtag Vino Chronicles.
Hashtag Jesus take the wheel. Hashtag. Yeah.
When the Advil's not enough. You got
on
drink.
And on.
How did Jesus take the wheel have to do with anything?
Because he was too drunk to drive.
Yeah,
but wasn't he like wine? Wasn't he like having wine in his place?
Yeah
but Jesus,
where's he driving?
Jesus take the wheel just means like
it's out of my hands. I don't know what's
Jesus
about to happen.
Take the wheel.
All right, LeBron from
LeBron. So talking about how he's just going nuts on wine, and he throws in at the end. Oh, by the way, don't talk to me about wine if you don't know anything about
what
wine.
What a fucking
I don't
dickhead.
Have time for you.
What a fucking dickhead.
So just, I'm gonna say something that's gonna give a window. Like when I did the scumbag taste test with, like Hank. Like I know that's comedy. Like we're doing like a bit.
Yeah. What
wine did we get?
It is all Cabernet. All Cabernet. Three types of Cabernet. So let me start. Aged Gouda, you don't want anything too light.
Taste the hops.
There's no hops in wine, but.
Granted, I was like, that's the most I've ever risked in any one video, God forbid.
And it was on your face when you got it right.
God forbid Hank picked the expensive wine and I picked the cheap.
That would have been it.
The
Your entire persona.
We're not sitting here. Nobody's here. We don't have 100 people. We don't have this set.
Okay,
we're not getting buried alive.
I'm going to ask you real quick. What would be worse, if you lost the pistachio challenge or the scumbag taste challenge? The
pistachio is never no. That I knew.
What if you lost that?
Dave,
what if you lost that?
But I knew there was no chance because it's like I eat them so
right. And the wine one was actually kind of a crapshoot.
The wine.
Total crapshoot.
That's just luck.
The wine.
It says that he won't admit it, but on his face, he's saying it was all fucking luck.
No,
it was not champagne taste.
That was such a big moment.
That was an exhale, yes. That was not a like, I told you so. That was a like, thank God, thank
when
God.
When I saw Hank pick the dead opposite wines that I did, I was like, here we go. It's like 10 years of work has been put into this one
especially
fucking thing.
Especially that was like 15 versus like 80 or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
that crazy.
It wasn't that crazy, which is the whole point about this dickhead LeBron is that like, really knowing wine, it's not about price or this or that. Like, good can be cheap, cheap can be expensive, can be bad. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, LeBron James. I'm sure he has a boatload of wine that he bought, but he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
about.
Love
to do the blind taste test with someone like him. And I don't know if there's this movie like Somme, like people are like, oh, it smells like tennis ball. Like someone who really knows and just fucking watch him get body bagged. Yeah. He is the worst human who ever lived.
That one is
It's almost impressive. Like he's invoking the worst like snobbery in the world, which are like a wine snob is the worst person on the planet.
And that's
sit there and just do this at dinner for 45 minutes.
They put their whole ass nose in there.
Everything. And they're talking about the grapes, the elevation, the bullshit. You're like, get the fuck out of here. And LeBron's just invoking that out of the clouds on his Instagram.
and like the one thing that like a pro athlete really should never have to worry about getting caught for being a wine snob. You know what I mean?
Why would you say I'm a wine snob? Why would you just write, I'm a wine snob? That's crazy.
The post is bad enough without the end being like, oh, by the way, Like, if you don't know wine, don't talk to me about wine. You don't know shit.
That's like honestly something Trump would tweet. Like, they're both like that level, just to rattle everyone.
Yes.
And he's doing it dead serious.
But he's not trolling. He's just a fucking asshole.
He's the worst human who ever. I can't believe that he's viral except for me. It's like, I'm like an internet watchdog.
I actually checked his Instagram to make sure that was like
real.
Like,
real.
No more.
Yeah.
Like, job.
Miss Universe was last night. Miss South Africa won, rightly so. She's just.
I have no problem with her winning, but Miss Philippines was fucking robbed from the whole time.
I don't know what happened with that because I was.
She didn't make the top five.
She's like a robot. She was just very good at
everything. She was awesome and she was so hot.
So like hot. Too good, too smooth at everything?
Or I mean, maybe. Yes. The Philippines takes, unless you did. The whole crowd was Philippines. Their whole country was there. I don't understand how they did
every
that.
Every time they had the flag up and everything.
Like old school Little League World Series where it was just Taiwan everywhere. That was like Philippines.
And then they just didn't even make her in the. Like, she lost, like, well in it. And she was a wild card to even get in.
No, she didn't lose.
She didn't make it to the top five.
Yeah, she didn't make it to the top
That's
five.
That's
not Neither good. Did Miss USA, which is surprising. I didn't think she deserved
she
it.
She was. Yo. USA, we need better representation. Every time talking about the nuclear physicists.
Know.
Shut the fuck up.
Miss South Africa, I mean, she's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
She's like sorority girl hot. She's like the hottest girl in every sorority.
She had bitch face. She had like the high cheeks.
She's just really, really pretty.
It's still must watch that they make the two finalists just hold hands and their faces are this far away from each other.
They're so fucking fake to each other.
But it's they're acting as like you watch. I just stare at the loser for like the 5 seconds.
Yeah.
After. Acting's pretty decent. Acting.
No, yeah. I mean, if you let those girls, if their real feelings came out, they'd.
Oh, it'd be great.
Rip
Joe's
face off.
Like 2 seconds afterwards, backstage interviewing her would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. If you get real unfiltered feelings from those girls, it would be must watch TV.
Fergie performed. I thought that was a little below her. Is she like off the map now?
Yeah. I thought Fergie was dead. Yeah, that ass still pops.
Yeah, it does.
Steve Harvey did a good job.
You marry Josh Duhamel, then like you fucking put asses in the seats. He's a good looking bro.
Duhamel.
This Alabama-Minnesota basketball game. By this point, I had retired from gambling. Just, I would have taken Minnesota.
What would you have done in this game?
I would have, well, Minnesota, the spread is 4. So I believe they covered by a point.
Yeah.
So Alabama, I didn't even know this, played 3-on-5 because a bunch of bench guys got thrown out. Somebody got injured. So they played 3-on-5 and like cut a 20-point lead down to like 3 at one point by just playing this triangle in. They stacked the paint. Minnesota couldn't figure out how to
do it. It was like a 1-2 zone.
And then they had some guy who just come down and hit a fadeaway three.
Well,
so
what happened, they have one of like the best like pure scorers in the country, apparently. And so that coach is like, go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Like that's like no basketball is being played right now. The whole sport just broke down. Go nuts.
Did you see the Duke game?
No.
Duke was down
night.
Like 17 and then it was 2.5 and they won by 3.
Yeah.
It was actually phenomenal.
So yesterday I stopped
gambling. Boy,
Hennessy was happy. I would have like absolutely killed the board again in a good way, but I lost close to 30 straight games. I mean everything. It's unbelievable. Like I was doing the math on how impossible. There's something. I know games are 50-50. We said that. There's something in my brain that figures out mathematically who's gonna lose. I don't know what it is.
Do you ever do pick? Okay, I'm gonna pick my 5 winners and just bet the opposite.
Can't do it.
You don't do that?
My brain's too advanced to do that.
Clearly.
No, it is. Like, I'll figure out what's going on and I'll still end up on the loser.
You're too smart to gamble.
You'll reverse.
I'm too smart to trick my brain.
Right. Because you'll then convince yourself that that's who you think is going to lose.
That's Stu Finer. Me and Dan were talking about this on Friday when you were out. Stu Finer always said, like, any game that you're very, very confident in is the bet you should not make.
Yeah. Right. Here's the thing.
But you have to trust your brain.
I have made – people think I'm good with money. That's not true. I'm good with Barstool.
Who thinks you're good with money?
No, I'm –
What narrative is there out
like
there that
you're
good with
I'm rich.
First of all, you got lucky. Like, second of all, you are
lucky.
A fraction of how rich you should be.
I don't think lucky is.
Fraction of how rich you should be.
Yes.
Because you're bad with money.
Correct.
Okay, so nobody thinks that.
I think people know that.
I'd probably have an additional $4 to $5 million if I wasn't an idiot.
At least.
A lot.
I mean, at least. Just March Madness alone every year.
Maybe 10.
I mean, you are.
I'd probably double my money.
At least.
Nantucket House is getting bigger
at
and bigger.
At least.
It's tough right now to even breathe. if we're being honest. So I have to retire now for good. If you hear me gamble again this year, then you got to just throw me in GA. Black Friday. And this is where I usually would be like, oh, no big deal, Dave. Thanksgiving, you got murdered. It's Black Friday. Make all your money back. Cyber Monday. It's going to the company. It's going to everybody in this room. So that sucks. So I'm getting buried alive for nothing.
My kids are going to college for free. Dave is, he's basically bankrupt.
We have Love Your Melon hats on sale. Those are
very trendy.
Awesome.
Chicks are gonna love that.
Yep. Girls like that. Goes to 50% of profits go to pediatric cancer.
Oh wow, even better.
That's their gimmick. I don't know if we call it a gimmick. We got all our shirts. We have the Team Portnoy
Tigers back
jumpsuits will be back on sale only for Cyber Monday, and that's only if we hit a certain amount. And that's it. So tune in 6:30 Cyber Monday, buried alive. This should be an interesting...
Last year's Cyber Monday telethon was one of the worst productions we ever put on. We didn't know what we were doing. This one, we have a whole show planned out. It's going to be very funny. Dave might die. That's basically, that's it. Like, that's the main seller. Dave might die.
We got a whole show planned out?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know, I'm getting buried alive.
All right, got you.
Can't wait.